Last week in Project 70, we sold 49,845 cards. As we begin week number 29, are we even gonna get close to that number this week? But now for the card that I really do not want to like as much as I do, because it means I'm probably gonna end up spending $20, and it came down to the wire on that Mickey Mantle by Fucci, but no, I did let the clock expire on all four Friday cards. But welcome back to my channel. My name is Chris, otherwise known on Twitter, and Instagram is at CRT_sportscards. And the website that you want to visit for everything related to Project 70 is my website, CRTsportscards.com. And over the weekend, on top of the Project 70 voting, we'll get to those results here in a quick second, I did release some really interactive pie charts that kind of show what each artist owns of the set. After last week, Alex Pardee owns 9.4% of the set. Also on the team chart, the Yankees after last week owned over 21% of the card. So it's really crazy to think about. You could pick a real 10 card assortment from the set, and there's a 10% chance you're gonna find an Alex Pardee and a 20% chance you're gonna find a Yankee. So as we approach the 50% mark on Wednesday, we will see if those numbers level out. Now let's be real here. I don't think we're going to reinvent the wheel in the second half of this, and we're not all of a sudden gonna have some bottom performing artist come at the very top, but Alex Pardee has a lot to live up to in the second half in the Yankees. We will see if these artists come off of the Yankees and add some more teams. Rockies only still have one single card. But now one thing I am changing up for the second half of Project 70 is a simple fact that I am now offering pre-orders for all of these cards on my website, crtsportscards.com. I will be very honest here and say, I am not looking to be the cheapest person out there. You are always gonna find someone cheaper than me, but I'm looking to deliver you the best service and give you the most confidence in your money. On the website, it's $18, and every time that you order four cards, when you have four cards arrive here at my house, I will ship you your cards. Also, any golds, any foils, if I happen to hit any going forward, those will be randomized to everybody who picks up those cards. So if you're looking for a new avenue when it comes to the second half of the set, check out the website because I'll have every card available for sale for just $18. But let's get to it now. Let's talk about some cards. Today in the mail, I did receive two brand new Project 70 cards, two cards for my collection of each of these artists and ones I'm still live in. First up here, we have New York Nico with his Aaron Judge, card number 444. Very, very colorful. Of course, you have the Batman gloves there. And I do really like the fact that there's the Aaron Judge autograph kind of faded there. It actually looks like a real autograph. And then second up here, of course, it is from Naturel. We showed the potential companion card on the Friday episode, but here is Naturel's Tatis. And that bat is still completely in focus, and Tatis does feel a little out of focus, but just another great card for the Naturel collection, and this is card number 7 in his mosaic. And so while both of those cards came out just a few weeks ago, the cards that came out last week, as I said at the beginning, 49,845 copies were sold. Just a tremendous amount of energy last week in the set. Some utterly fantastic cards. Going back to the fan voting, the number one card last week, beating out the Urmsy Ohtani by just one single vote, was the Chuck Styles Ohtani. So it was very nice to see two of the four Ohtanis this week finished 1 and 2. The biggest surprise for me was the fact that the Joshua Vides Gleyber Torres finished 3rd. That card was nowhere near the top going into Sunday, but all of a sudden it got some energy on Sunday and came in the number 3 spot. But now for the card that had the most energy all week long, and it was, of course, that Chuck Styles Ohtani. If you've not heard by now, 9,177 copies of that card were sold. That is just a massive, massive number right now. I theorized a couple of shows ago that card could have maybe done 10 to 12,000, but 9,177 puts that Ohtani as the 13th best card in the set. And when you take a look at all 4 days of print runs from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, that 9,000 is over 23% of every single card sold. But now when you take a look at the week as a whole, again, 49,000 cards were sold. The Ohtani by Styles and the Ohtani by Urmsy, those two cards by themselves equaled over 17.7K. If you take that number divided by 49,000, that is nearly 36% of the cards sold. That's incredible domination, not only by Styles being the 13th best, but by Urmzy now having the 16th best per run in the set. But now how in the world are the cards that released today in Project 70 going to follow 9,000, 8,000, and if I'm being a little partial here, the leading vote getter last week, of course, was at Styles, 45 votes versus the 44 Urmzy. So will any card this week have more than 45 fan votes? I really hope it does, because I really love the energy behind all of the fan voting for these cards. But let's give it a shot today. We saw a player twice. I'm not a big fan of this, but we seem to be doing this more often in Project 70. Maybe the artists are running out of subjects. I really hope that isn't the case. But first up today, it is going to be that Mike Trout by the Sue Surgeon. There's also a great bonus with that card. We also have Ernie Banks by Don C. Third up is Snoop Dogg with his Tony Gwynn. And then fourth up is the second Mike Trout, this time by Cess. And if by now you're like, his setup today is really weird, he's missing some cards over there, he's missing a cabinet, but I can see it in some clips over here, it's because Macy's was supposed to deliver me a desk today that we purchased a few weeks ago, but I got a call this morning saying it's now another week out, so that was a surprise. So I have a real makeshift setup for the video this week, so hopefully we'll make it through, so ignore all the T206 cards missing in the background. But let's now talk about the very first Mike Trout today. And I'm going to go in reverse order here from a number perspective. It is going to be that Cess Mike Trout. And if you said to yourself, that card looks very familiar, it's because Quicks did a very, very similar Mike Trout. And this is something that we're going to have to really keep an eye out as we go in the back half of the set. As we continue to see artists reuse player after player after player, and because they're creating these cards really independent of each other, we're gonna see more copies of cards. And so this Mike Trout goes very well with the other Mike Trout. I don't really know if this is a good card in the Cess set. I will tell you though, that as a Cess collector, I'm probably more than likely gonna drop his set after this card or because of this card, because I think it gets further away from his graffiti artwork, which I really liked at the beginning. You think about that Yelich at the very beginning to where he is now, I'm just not feeling it. And so while that was Mike Trout's 14th and soon to be 15th card in Project 70, for the fifth time, we are now seeing Tony Gwynn, this time courtesy of Snoop Dogg. Tony Gwynn, though, is a player going back even as far as Project 2020 that really struggled to move the needle. And we are going to see how Snoop Dogg does with this card. Snoop Dogg's per runs have been dropping throughout the set. This is now his 10th card in the set, but he does go back to the origins of their high school days. Long Beach Poly High is the high school that not only Tony Gwynn went to, but Snoop Dogg. And of course, there is no copying of Snoop Dogg. They use all of the rap albums of his as sort of the theme of these cards. And look, if you're a Snoop Dogg fan, you're buying these cards. If you're not a Snoop Dogg fan, you're not buying that card. I can say that for the remaining 10 cards of his set. We will see if Snoop Dogg ever advertises the card. He did not do it on his Mike Trout, and why would he even begin doing it now with Tony Gwynn, a player that struggles to sell cards? And so while there is no denying what a Snoop Dogg card looks like, it also helps the fact that he puts himself on nearly every single card. When I saw the Ernie Banks by Don C, a couple of things came to mind. Number one, when you think back to Quicks here a second ago, if Quicks hadn't have sandbagged us with that Ernie Banks, and I mean that in a very positive way, I really think that Quicks would have a bigger following right now in the set. A lot of people have come into Quicks set, but it's all because we were thrown off with that Ernie Banks card at number one. But when I saw this card, I really thought it was designed by Infinite Archives because of the work they have done with Willie Mays and most recently with Sammy Sosa. But no, it is a Don C card. This looks, of course, like a cutout of a magazine and put a card together. So it looks interesting. It's horizontal. But I think here is the neatest thing about Don C. He, at the moment, is the second artist when it comes to the artist rarity ranking report. Only Blake Jameson has a rarer set than his when it comes to the player count. And sure enough, Ernie Banks, this is only his third card. And so while Don C has one of the rarest sets, the Sue Surgeon here, though, has one of the most common sets in the set. And now we have Mike Trout for the 15th time. This is, though, only the second release from 2006 Tops. So we'll give the Surgeon here a little bit of grace for releasing a card from 06 Tops. So we have Saint Mike here. You get a real Roman feel. You sort of look at this card and you get transported back a couple of thousand years. I kind of like it. I'm a big history fan myself. But one of the cool things with this card, and look, let's just be honest here, no one should be buying hundreds of this card for this bat, but there is a very, very special bat giveaway, a one of one that's gonna look really cool on display at someone's house if they win it, but don't go broke buying this card. And I say that because we still have 515 cards to go and only one person can win that bat. We have to pace ourselves as we enter into the second half of the set here in just a couple of days. This will now complete your daily download for Monday in Project 70. And if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. And if you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button so you are notified the moment I post up my nightly videos.